Hello there, and welcome to a new episode of Frank About Health. Today, we're going to be frank about Reiki. We have two Reiki masters with us, my usual co-host, Phyllis Quinlan, but today, a very special guest that she referred me to, Connie Coral, or Constance Coral, but we call you Connie throughout the show, if that's fine. And basically, we want to learn a lot about what Reiki is in the area of energy healing. But before we go into that, I have to issue my disclaimer. Welcome to this episode of Frank About Health. Before we begin, I first want to say the information shared during the next hour does not represent the views of Frank About Health or talkradio.nyc. Our purpose and intention is to raise awareness and create a safe space for conversation. We are not recommending or advising on any health-related issues. Opinions expressed are food for thought and not meant to influence or persuade personal health-related decisions. We are committed to a respectful conversation. That all being said, welcome to Frank About Health, Connie. And Phyllis, by all means, please share her background because I'm...
Well, Connie is not going to disappoint here, Frank. And first of all, welcome, Connie. It's wonderful to have you. We've been trying to do this for a while.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Frank and Phyllis, for inviting me.
You're most welcome. I want to talk a little bit about Connie, Frank. And again, I have brought you a multidimensional practitioner here. Okay, so Connie is the CEO of Meta 180, which is a healing center in Oyster Bay. I had the honor of being at her ribbon cutting ceremony not too long ago. She really, it's the company focuses on healing, health, and just really creating wellness and positive energy. She is a graduate of Hofstra University. She graduated with her baccalaureate degree in health education and then went on to get a master's degree from NYU in nutrition. She practices for many years as a clinical nutrition and nutrition consultant at the Tony Sparber New Image Camp. She was also at the Peninsula Spa and Hotel here in New York. And she also practiced as a dietitian at the St. Francis Hospital, which is a well-known cardiac center here on Long Island. So what else does Connie do? Well, first of all, she is a Reiki master. She is a teacher. I've recommended several people to her training, and they all come back glowing. She is a certified yoga instructor. She is a certified indoor cycling instructor. And she's a certified bar instructor as well as a fitness instructor. I'm not sure you know about the bar instructor piece, but that's really based a little bit on ballet. So it has a lot to do with dancing and music and physical fitness.
Very nice.
You can find her in her Oyster Bay Healing Studio, or her home studio in South Huntington. And she also works at one of our local hospitals, serving the professional caregivers at that hospital as a Reiki practitioner, which is just lovely. All right. And last but not least, do you remember how Catherine was a third degree black belt in karate?
Yes.
Last week? Well, you don't want to mess with Connie either. She is a two-time Iron Woman finisher with many running, hiking, and multi-sports accomplishments. So, oh boy, where do we begin?
Well, I mean, it's like basically it appears that energy healers definitely know how to master the use of their physical body, not only spiritually and psychologically and through their healing practices, but just being able to, fight that moment, that motion, that boundary that tries to prevent them from reaching their full potential.
Well, I think that's where the term holistic comes from, Frank. It's there's just no one path to a sense of well-being or connectedness. That there are multiple paths. Connie certainly practices and has mastered many of those paths. And, I have spoken to her clients, I've spoken to her colleagues, and everybody is glowing. So, Connie, again, welcome. And give us an idea, because Frank knows very little about Reiki. So we're gonna do a little training with Frank this evening. What would you like to share about Reiki with him to start?
Great. Thank you, Phyllis. And thank you, Frank. I'm so excited to be here tonight in my Oyster Bay studio. And, where do I start with all this? Well, first of all, that is definitely a mouthful that Phyllis said of my history. And, I'm only 20 years old, so it's not so bad. It's a lot of things under 20 years old. So, you know, not to get into the whole history of all of that, but one of the things that I've noticed throughout the years is this void in something. And I couldn't really put my finger on it. And I didn't really understand it. I didn't even know what the questions were. You know, what are the questions of understanding energy medicine and energy healing? Until I started layering a couple of different modalities. Yoga instructor came in about 2015. And then with that opened up a whole world of different perspectives and modalities, one being Reiki. And I went through a Reiki training, and the instructor said that she found Reiki as really one of the most impactful therapies when she was in a car accident. And she shared her story about that, and then she shared the history of Reiki. And I said, wow, okay, I want to learn more about this. I want to understand this. I want to feel it. Right. Can't feel energy. So how do I do this? How do I feel this? And with Reiki, the training, there's and we'll go through this later, there's a couple of different stages levels. Mm-hmm. And so Reiki 1 was really the history of it. And we get attuned to the energy. And then I started to understand, okay, if I could get attuned to the energy and I could understand this a little bit more, this is a really nice tool in my toolbox of health, wellness, and the big word, healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what Reiki, it's a Japanese technique. Mm-hmm. And it has been passed on generation after generation. It has, people have morphed it a little bit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But the basics of Reiki is using yourself as a vessel, calling in whoever you want to call in, source, spirit mm-hmm. guides, however you want to call it.
Right.
You call in and you use your, and we go through a whole precept of, I am a vessel for today. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be humble. And I'm going to be honest in all the work that I do and be kind to every living thing. And I want to be a vessel for the greater good. And that's a big, big piece right there.
Yes.
Whenever I'm working on someone, it is exponential. So if we raise one person, which we'll get into in a moment, to a higher vibrational level, that person's energy will now go out into the communities and try to raise other people's energy level.
Wittingly or unwittingly, they may not realize it, but their vibration is up. Right. And they radiate that.
Mm-hmm. Understanding of energy medicine, it's not only healing one person,
yes,
but it's also continuous in an exponential way of healing the planet and healing the universe. And healing the galaxies and so on and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And it really just starts with just understanding a little bit of how powerful this energy medicine can be. Mm-hmm. and taking it in so many different ways and so many different levels.
You know, it's kind of funny when I have been through, I mean, I, as we discussed initially when we first met, we have NYU in common. I gather you went to Steinhardt. Am I correct? Steinhardt School of Education.
I was in the nursing. I was clinical nutrition. So I was in the nursing.
Oh, so you went to Rory College of Nursing?
CNAP.
CNAP, and then it became Steinhardt. And yeah.
Remember, I'm 20 years old, friend.
I'm still 12, so I'm sorry. No. But going back to what I was going to say, when I went through the NYU system, I was involved in psychology education, neuropsychology in particular, and I made a lot of presentations. And sometimes I was told, in the way that I made those presentations, that they could feel the energy coming out of me as I was discussing about the brain, or even maybe it was just my own passion of the knowledge that I was generating from my research, and then being able to express it and educate the individual students and, of course, the professors as well. Now, when I realized then, back as a student, that it was your own individual energy that can actually, as they say, move mountains, whether it's the way, like performers, entertainers, they move mountains with their energy. Sure. Dancers, I was in the music industry, I've seen people do the same thing. And so that's why I think I lean naturally towards understanding a concept like Reiki. It's like mastering your energy in itself, not only for self-healing, but for healing the people around you. It becomes almost like I wouldn't want to use the word altruistic, but it almost becomes like a strategy to not only heal yourself, but heal the people around you, to yes. create a much more brighter world, as they say.
Yeah, and that's really our mantra, so to speak. This is about raising the vibration for the greater good. And when we say our precepts, for me, every morning I wake up and I go through my routine and ritual and my mantra, this is to raise the vibration for the greater good. This is all for the greater good, for this planet to have more people on a healing journey, which is really, really desperately what we need.
Oh, absolutely. That kind of answers the question which I was going to ask you, which is why Reiki? But the reason is not only to heal ourselves, but to help create the greater good. And we're now headed for our first break. So we're going to create some greater good for talkradio.nyc as we promote some of the other shows on the network. And then when we return, everybody, we're going to learn more about Connie's business, Meta 180, and how Reiki is going to help create the greater good for the various groups that she works with. So please stay tuned as we're being frank about Reiki right here on talkradio.nyc on Facebook Live. And anyone on Facebook right now, if you have any questions for Connie, Phyllis, or myself, by all means, just put them in the chat room. Or email us at frankrharrison1@gmail.com. We'll be back in a few.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
everybody, and welcome back as we're being frank about Reiki. And right now, I think, Phyllis, you have some things to chime in about.
Yeah. You know, it's just some of the background stuff that Connie is talking about. So as she shared, this comes from Japan. It's fairly ancient, as they say. This is not something that's new wave or anything along those lines. And it's an oral tradition predominantly. So that's why it gets a little personalized along the lines, and it gets added to. It has the people who practice Reiki are encouraged to really use their intuition and to really, you know, offer that guidance. But when, as Connie says, we are vessels, so we kind of put ourselves with our mantras and our the prayer that all Reiki practitioners say before they practice, and we put ourselves in a mind where the higher powers, the universe, if you will, can work through us. So many people will feel, they'll say, well, you know, Connie's has really strong Reiki energy, or and Anne's energy is good, but it's not as good as Connie's. It's not as strong as Connie's. That comes with practice. Right. That comes because there's no energy coming out of Connie. Do you know that's Connie's? All right. Yes. It's energy that we're doing. And as you refine your practice and you practice longer, you're able to be that much more focused and attuned to right. what's going on. So Connie, very quickly, you started with Reiki 1, and for our listeners, that's the introduction piece and where you can offer Reiki to yourself. All right, so do you want to talk a little bit about the other levels, Reiki 2?
Sure, thanks, Phyllis. So so I went through Reiki 1 and I wanted to learn more. So a couple of months later, I went through Reiki 2. So that level, we learn more about how to use it on our pets. I practiced on my husband. I practiced on other people at that point. And we learn symbols to use. And they're Japanese characters. And they're sacred characters that we learn. And they were passed on in the education. And we use these symbols not to get caught up in, okay, I'm going to draw a character and I'm going to place the power there, or I'm going to place the light there, or now all of a sudden we're going to get the mind and body here. It's really just sort of this reminder of how powerful the energy can be. And how we're a vessel, and how, okay, well, now I want to make sure that this person is going to be centered here. And I want to bring back some personal power. So we just draw a little symbol over maybe their solar plexus area, which is their personal power. This is their chi, their prana. Right. And it's right above that belly button. And we use that nice little symbol there, which is called chokurei. And again, and when I teach this, I tell my students, just don't get caught up on how you're drawing that symbol. It's really just a reminder of how powerful this work can be and how powerful this modality can be. So Reiki 2, we get attuned to the symbols and we can pass those symbols and use those symbols in our work. Reiki 3, which sometimes it's called Reiki Master, in the Japanese tradition, there isn't a Reiki Master. They just say, you know, you're at your third level. And it's actually, it's the mystery teachings is what they call it. And it's, and I love that because you're really passing on. You're getting attuned to one symbol that is the power of light. But with this, you really are now given the opportunity to make this your own and really understand this and channel in whoever you are close to and really just make this your own ritual, your own practice, your own style. It's the mystery teachings. And That's Reiki 3 or Reiki Master, so we say in the US. For me, when I do a teaching, I also combine this with Reiki Master Teacher. And now at that level, you're actually passing on the technique and the education of how to give attunements to others and to train them in Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki 3.
Right.
So with that, there's a lot to digest. Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, I did it in a couple of months' time. It's really important to practice this. I always say with my Reiki 1 students, take 21 days to create that habit of your morning ritual of how you're going to use this, or evening, however you want to do it.
Right.
And then layer on more education. The Reiki 3 master level took me 2 years. This I wanted to really understand. And when I got to that mystery teaching level, I wanted to make it my own and I wanted to be prepared for that. So that's how I suggest the time frame, so to speak, with learning more about Reiki as well. I hope that answers your question, Phyllis.
No, it does. And very eloquently. Thank you. So, you know, when you're doing Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, the first level allows you to offer Reiki to yourself. Okay, that second level allows you to offer Reiki to others, all sentient beings. Okay. And then, as Connie so eloquently put it, that third or, you know, mastery and teacher level is an invitation to become part of the lineage. It's an invitation to now become part of the oral heritage of this. And there's a lot of language that I'm hoping isn't off-putting to our listeners, because it almost sounds like a religious practice. And I really want to share that it's so not that. Is it a spiritual practice? It can be. It depends on the practitioner. Sometimes it's just very matter of fact. Other practitioners are a little bit more spiritual with their practice. But we use the language, and some of the language that comes from the teaching, remember, comes from Eastern philosophies, that the practices are embedded in their cultures. So the language is cultural, not religious. And, you know, so there is a vernacular around it. But I just think, you know, what's the typical patient or patient? It's really a client. What is the typical client come for seeking when they come to you or they've been referred to you?
Sure. So it really is so wide spectrum. Someone can come to me with a physical pain. Someone can come to me with anxiety and panic attacks, and they're not so sure what else to do, so they want to try this. I have clients where I give Reiki treatments to those that are suffering with long COVID, and I work with them with breathing techniques. You know, it depends on what someone's coming with, and then I tweak that practice. Right. So I'll do Reiki and then, okay, let's stimulate that vagus nerve. Let's go through some breathing techniques together to try to either calm you down or to get that parasympathetic nervous system to work, get a little adrenaline back off, or they really just don't trust their bodies anymore. So, you know, get them to trust their bodies. You know, the big thing is, I'm not a healer, and there aren't healed people on this planet or healed beings on this planet. But getting people on healing journey, that's the goal, right? I'm on a healing journey. I learn something new every day. And so someone will come in and they'll say, okay, I was referred to you. I don't really know what this is, but I have X, Y, and Z. Go to it.
I have a gift certificate. I don't know what that is. I have a gift certificate. I get that a lot. Yeah. I have a gift certificate. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, luckily I have a really nice community here. I work well with the local acupuncturist, and we do a little tag team. One week, someone will come in for acupuncture. One week, someone will come in for a Reiki session. You know, the yoga community. And then, you know, and I have a lot of, you know, thank goodness I have a lot of people that refer me. And so at least they have a little bit of a background. Oh, I know Connie really well. She's in the community. Maybe she can help you a little bit more.
Try it. And that is essentially the invitation. Try it. And as I, you know, want to share is, if you've gotten a massage, you probably haven't gotten the same massage twice. You know, because not only are the techniques from massage therapists different, but when a massage therapist puts their hands on, they're trained to perhaps notice a different part of your body needs more attention than another part of your body, again, based on vibration. So, you know, there are, you know, again, a variety of Reiki practitioners, and you may want to try a couple and then settle on the one person, pardon me, who, you know, seems the most aligned with you, or you feel the most relaxed with. But as I shared with you, Connie and I work at a local hospital. And while I'm their internal coach and I am not part of the holistic nursing team or the holistic team, I am the director of that team. And a Reiki master. So when we do big events, you know, I will participate in that. Right. But it's really amazing the variety of clinical practitioners that will come in and say, do you have any time? And Connie and I participated in something for Nurse Recognition Week a couple of weeks back. And one of the other things that I do with Reiki is also tuning forks that I have been trained to do what we call chakra realignments with. And we had a young medical assistant come in and look me right in the eye. And he goes, I've been told I have to come in for chakra alignment. And I'm like, well, sit down, you know, and you said to him, do you know what a chakra is? No, but I've been told I have to come in and get my chakras realigned. So I know we're going to commercial soon, sometimes the introduction to energy healing or energy, the complementary energies and what they can do for you are at the insistence of very good friends and colleagues.
I guess you need to
try this.
So before we go to break, what would you say is the majority of type of clients mainly dealing with emotional and mental and spiritual angst, or is it a combination 50-50 physical ailments and
yeah. You know what, Frank, I'll leave, you know, before we go to the break with this kind of understanding. Think of your iPhone or your computer, and all of a sudden it's bogging down, it's clogged, there's too many images, there's too much stuff, and it's not even working anymore. Restore to factory settings. Get it all out, and then you start downloading stuff from the cloud, right? Then you start putting it back in. But most of us are clogged. Restore to factory settings.
That is perfect way.
Terrific.
We're now going to restore our second half of the show by first going. So stay tuned as we're being frank about Reiki right here on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. Reboot.
Howdy. Hey, this is Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, as we're being frank about Reiki. So before, I know Phyllis, you wanted to finish up something.
Yeah.
But beforehand, I wanted to get some clarity on one particular thing. I could see that while you had made reference to working with an acupuncturist, that I gather that also is known as a form of Eastern medicine. Would you say that practicing Reiki is an integrative and team treatment modality that is used in that form of energy healing for clients?
Yeah, I would say it's holistic medicine, right? So, or a holistic therapy, if we complementary, right? So if someone is coming in and with whatever issue it is, they will find certain benefits from acupuncture, and we work really in meridian channel energy, chi, prana. It's just semantics, but it's all energy at the end of the day. And then, you know, you couple that with a Reiki treatment, it just opens everything up. And before we went on the break, I know we all had a good laugh about all this, but think about how we're all really bogged down. Mm-hmm. There's fatigue. Everybody is suffering from fatigue, everybody. And whether they realize it or not, and if you're running on adrenaline, you might not know, but you know, sometimes I see some people that don't even know how to turn on their parasympathetic nervous system and relax and release some serotonin and get into a really good state. They're just always on the go. So, you know, it's really super powerful when you add all these different therapies and you see what actually is happening and quite honestly, how you were really suffering.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the proof is in the pudding. A lot of people want to know, you know, well, where's the empirical data, you know, and where's the research around it? And the research is coming. It's coming slowly but surely, but it's coming. You know, if the fact that people come back weekly or biweekly or monthly doesn't speak for itself, I'm not really sure why, because people don't come back to stuff that doesn't work, especially here in New York. You know, if you know, they may someplace else, they may give it one or two, three tries, but in New York, you better, you know, produce something rather quickly, or we're moving on. And it's just amazing. You get someone who is leery, you know, again, I have this coupon or somebody told me I needed to come in, and then they sit, and then afterwards, you know, you're offering them a cup of tea or you're offering them a glass of water, and they're like, what just happened? You know, and you just have to remind them that you're relaxed, and that's what is funky. You don't, as Connie said, you don't know the difference between on and, you know, and calm down. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or on and, you know, be more relaxed. And it's an odd sensation to people that they're like, wait a minute, what did you do? We didn't do anything. You actually relaxed a little bit. And that is such an uncommon sensation for you. That's part of what you're feeling. Now,
yeah.
Connie, I know that you have put in other modalities into your practices, you know, aside from your fitness training and all of that. Could you talk about some of the aromatherapy? And I know we both use crystals. I just happen to have, you know, all my crystal friends here with me. So, you know, can you just speak a little bit about how you use them for amplification or how you use them for relaxation?
Sure. So with that, Phyllis, I think it is important to mention the difference between high vibrational energy and low vibrational energy. I get this all the time. Someone comes off the table and they're like, so was I really negative energy? And they're like scared to death. And I don't speak in positive and negative. It's high vibrational and lower energy. Low is anxiety, panic, fear, worry, shame, guilt, all the stuff that really, you know, it's so heavy. It could drive you into this black hole or a rabbit hole, so to speak.
Yes.
High vibrational energy, well, it's really simple. It's happy, sad, and joy. Yeah, and sad is a high vibrational energy. Mm-hmm. You know, grieving is appropriate when someone passes or you're moving into a different chapter of your life. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So happy, sad, joy, but all the other stuff is not even natural to our bodies. It's not natural energy. It's not what we should be doing. And anxiety is really just a whole jambalaya of stuff that we're not processing.
Right.
So what I do in my treatments is I have tools in my toolbox. And I use essential oils depending on what I, you know, what's going on, what messages I receive, so to speak, that would be appropriate. I use essential oils to raise the vibration, to help me raise that vibration. If someone's coming in, I'm so worried, I'm so scared. I mean, after the pandemic, holy cow, it's... So, and I see a lot of actually teens that come in with sports anxiety, test anxiety, you name it, anxiety. So I need a little help. So the, you know, essential oils like lavender. Lavender is pretty inexpensive way of getting someone to a high vibrational state. Rose is actually the highest. It's pretty pricey though. A little bottle is like $200-something. So if you ever want to know what to get me for like my, you know, very special birthday. And then there's, you know, and then I use sacred frankincense a lot to really connect someone, to reconnect them. Living disconnected is kind of a scary thing. We want to get someone out of a scary and fearful state. So reconnect them. So essential oils is one way of helping someone to get to a high vibrational state. And then crystals. Mm-hmm. You know, I use my selenite wand. I have amethyst. You know, not to go into a whole big thing about crystals, but the energy from a crystal is, I mean, it's from the ground, it's from the earth.
Mother Earth. It's Mother Earth energy. Yeah.
Yes.
Mother Earth energy that's like sometimes ancient. Yeah. And when you look at even the history of in Egypt, how they use lapis lazuli, they use some of these stones in their architecture. And it's all about just raising that vibration, staying high, so to speak. Not that kind of high, but staying high, staying high, staying happy, sad, joy. And it's tough. It's really tough when 99.9999999% of the population is still struggling to understand what that high is, you know, because of tradition, culture, ancestry, that kind of thing. Right. And then the last thing that I'll say is I use some sage to clear to clear the room. I sometimes go to houses to clear houses. I'm actually doing an event this weekend where I clear and then we do a Reiki circle to bring the family into a high vibrational state. So there's a lot of tools in the toolbox, and it depends on the Reiki person, what they want to have in their nice little pocket. But those are some of the things.
It sounds like to me that we lived in a social challenge with COVID that put everybody on a low vibration. And even just the struggle of getting out of it is really putting someone like yourself in high demand for the kind of treatment protocol or methodology that can really help them get a hold of what is natural to them to keep that high.
Yeah.
And that's what you're educating them at doing. Right.
So, you know, I know we like to talk about, you know, COVID is responsible for so much, but I do want to say that we were not exactly in the best place on this planet before COVID. So, you know, professional caregivers were tired and on the edges of burnout prior to COVID. COVID just really, you know, hammered everybody. The country has never been more divided since the Civil War before COVID, you know, so... You know, there is stuff that people are bringing forward. And there was times, quite honestly, there was people sometimes use their lockdown time well. They used it to be introspective. They used it to get clarity. They used it to raise their own vibration as part of their defense mechanisms again, or staying well, you know, and trying to stay positive in a time when, Lord knows, it wasn't so much on TV or the news or anything other than blessed Dr. Fauci was, you know, really saying, you know, stay cool, be calm, you know, trust the science and all, we'll get through this. So, you know, it's to Connie's point, people come in and they don't know what they need. But what happens after some regular treatments is that they want to share what they're feeling, not just with others, but maybe with other parts of their life. So they come in with ideas on their own. I'm getting a new house. Could we raise the vibration of that house? You know, we're adopting a child. Could we do something as a family unit because we want to make a connection with that? So the clients themselves can come in at times with very creative ways to use Reiki.
Sure. And to Phyllis's point, I teach yoga as well. And one of my really quick sound bites in yoga is you have to feel, then you deal, then you heal. Mm-hmm. So feeling is a big thing.
Big thing.
And also allowing yourself to feel, which has been the challenge across the board. But we're headed for our final break. And when we return, we're going to learn about how you all out there can get a hold of Connie and to learn more about how you can become involved in Reiki. Who knows, maybe even as a practitioner themselves. That all being said, stay tuned as we're being frank about Reiki right here on Frank About Health on both talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. And so, Connie, why don't you tell us both about Meta 180, your company?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. So we spent most of the time just describing what Reiki is because, again, the energetic body is the most misunderstood and ignored. But Meta 180 was morphed and designed to bring all health and wellness together. Transform everything is my tagline. Bringing in physical health and wellness. When we go to the doctor, what do? We get a physical. So a lot of us, really, we think of health and wellness in the physical sense, or we're going to exercise, or we're going to eat well, or we're going to take care of our organs or our systems, all of our 11 systems. And in yoga, I go through all of that. I go, let's make sure that we're thinking about our cardiovascular system, our lymphatic system, our digestive system, so on and so forth. And then there's emotional, our mental health wellness. Well, a couple of years back, there was a lot of shame and guilt that was associated with mental illness. Ooh. And coming from a history of mental health issues in my family, I was adopted. My mother suffered from paranoid schizophrenia. My father succumbed to suicide back in 1999. I was just thrown into talk therapy. Mm. And, I turned out okay. It didn't turn out so bad. I certainly wanted to understand healing on a whole other level. And so now with athletes and with even celebrities talking more about mental health issues, even on TikTok, you see the whole generation is talking about mental health in a very, very different way. When my father succumbed to suicide, I told people he died of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I just didn't talk about it. And that sort of is, how it was. So now we're raising the awareness of mental health issues and people are coming and saying, okay, I suffer from panic attacks. Help me. Mm-hmm. And so with Reiki and when someone comes to me, I usually put them on sort of a cadence of let's take care of you physically. Let's get out there on the trails. Let's do some exercise. Let's do some yoga. Let's get you eating right emotionally. Well, there's a lot of processing to this. When someone comes out of a Reiki session, they got to start talking because we get them out of their subconscious. Mm-hmm. It's like a Roto-Rooter. I think about this. Roto-Rooter right down that drain pipe. And now we're chiseling stuff out that we haven't thought about in ages. Incredible. So there's some processing here. I am not a social worker. I am not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. I don't play one on TV. I certainly work with professionals that I refer to. But there is some processing with the work and then the energetic work. And then someone will come in for a Reiki session along with that, working on their energetic wellness. So that's really Meta 180. It's handling all health and wellness and referring out to those that, when appropriate.
It's both a private practice of sorts, while at the same time, a network of other various health and wellness experts, whether it's of the Eastern or Western variety that you collaborate with.
Yes.
But you can follow Meta 180 on Facebook. Okay. And I think it's important because Connie is very good at posting some of the programs that she does, the circles that she does, and people might want to get involved that way. Where in Oyster Bay are you located, Connie?
Yes, so I am right in the heart of the town. It's 127 South Street, which is parallel to Main Street. I'm also by the water. So if you come on down and you want to take a little trip to the beach in the summertime, you can do that as well.
And she's got parking, which is huge.
There's parking.
She's awesome. Got parking. So do you have a website, Connie?
Yes.
You do.
So my website is meta180.com, and that's the number. Mm-hmm. So meta, M-E-T-A, one is same thing, meta180. Instagram, I spell it out. I couldn't get the 180. Someone took it already. So Instagram, you would go to meta and then spell out 180.
Okay. You also mentioned TikTok. Do you have little snippets that you could show people on TikTok?
Yeah, so I have my own account. It's Constance Quarrel. Sometimes you'll see my two adorable Jack Russells, and sometimes you'll see, you know, some mentions of my healing work and my my work in the Meta 180 space as well. I try to be interesting.
Very nice, very nice. So when people go onto your website, they can schedule an appointment with you, or maybe even a virtual interview, or at the same time learn about your events that you might be hosting that they can.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much for mentioning that. I do virtual yoga. You can see that link and join for a monthly membership. I do private sessions, and then there are packages as well. And then I also have a section of viewpoints where I believe this is recorded and we can share afterwards to the folks. So that'll be living in my viewpoint section. It's a little blog. It's a little vlog. It's, you know, some podcasts that I've done in the past, so that if you're really, you know, you want to just see and find out a little bit more of what this is all about and my work.
You mentioned blogs. Do you have anything published? Did you actually create a book or a pamphlet or something that you could distribute?
Well, interesting that you say that, Frank. My blogs live on my website, but I do have a children's book coming out. So stay tuned for that. It's about Jackie, my Jack Russell, who passed on. She transitioned last June, and she teaches children how to meditate.
Very nice. That's beautiful.
So no, for our listeners, if you follow Connie either on Facebook, she'll start to be putting stuff out about that book soon. And I think there is, you know, there is such a need for high quality children's book, especially when it has to do with, you know, keeping your sense of wellness and connectedness. It's wonderful.
Exactly. So, wow. I mean, I'm just imagining like you literally coming here on another episode at some point in the future. I know, Phyllis, you and I will discuss different creative ideas. One is an actual Reiki session. I personally would love to have one right now, but I know we're running out of time. but the thing is that I am a firm advocate of energy healing and non-Western medicine. And like I mentioned already, I'm a proponent of acupuncture. And I've had my experiences in looking at understanding herbs like green tea. And I've had discussions about cannabis, but that's an unrelated topic, you know. So that all being said, I'm just thanking you, Connie, for being here on this episode of Frank About Health. As you've probably seen, we're about to sign off, but I want everyone out there to know that again, Connie Quarrel is, or Constance Quarrel and 180, Meta 180 are important names to remember, because as Phyllis was mentioning, we are living in divided times, but even the pandemic was more of, you know, a way of compressing everyone further, and we are now moving forward. Like you and I have been saying, Phyllis, the future is healthy.
Yep. And we, you know, we'll have Connie back at some point, just like we'll have Catherine back at some point, because we really do want to start providing our listeners with a variety of programming that will just raise awareness about, you know, all of these complementary ways of, you know, other than Western medicine, these things complement Western medicine, exactly. You know, to offer people the greatest sense of what their individual definition of resilience and well-being is. So, you know, the more we can put out there, to use Connie's words, the higher the vibration we're putting out to our listeners, and the higher vibration we're putting out to the community. So, Connie, thank you for, you know, being with us and being so eloquent in explaining something that's near and dear to both of us.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Frank and Phyllis. I really do appreciate the time. I'm so happy to share all this information. It's really a simple request, trying to get more people on a healing journey and to understand, you know, really the benefits of all of this that's really quite ignored in a lot of aspects.
So the message to everybody is try it. Just try it.
And if I were to actually take my own name as a message or a sign off for the first time in 1 year of history, I'm being frank about health so that you can be frank with yourself about your health going forward. Okay, but up bump. That'll be it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on this episode of Frank About Health. Next week, we are going to have Georgianne Dow, who will be speaking about the spirituality in relationships. And that all being said, I want you to stay tuned for talkradio.nyc's Friday's block of shows, starting with Philanthropy in Focus with Tommy D, always Friday with Steve Fry, and then ending on Friday afternoon with Wise Content Creates Wealth with Joseph McElroy. That all being said, thanks for staying tuned right here on talkradio.nyc. And for those of you on Facebook Live, we'll see you next week. All right. Take care, Connie.
All right, Connie. Thank you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.